কৃতাং ইহস্বার্থ কিয়ং দেহব্রুত অসুরাঃ নিষেকাদিষবস্থাসু কৃষ্যমানস্য কর্মভি। Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear friends, the sons of the Asuras, the living entity receives different types of bodies according to his previous creative activities. Thus, he is seen to suffer with reference to his particular body in all conditions of life, beginning with his infusion into the womb. Please tell me, therefore, after full consideration, what is the living entity's actual interest in fruitive activities which result in hardship and misery? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Karmana daiva netreno jantur dehopattaye dehopattaye. The living entity receives a particular type of body according to his karma or fruitive activities. The material pleasure derived in the material world from one's particular body is based on sexual pleasure. Janmaithunadi gomidi sukham hitucham. The entire world is working so hard only for sexual pleasure. To enjoy sexual pleasure and maintain the status quo of material life, one must work very hard, and because of such activities, one prepares himself another material body. So Lord Maharaj places this matter to his friends, the Asuras, for their consideration. Asuras generally cannot understand that the objects of sexual pleasure, the so-called pleasure of materialistic life, depend on extremely hard labor. So, Swarthaho, Yan, Deha, Bruto, Asura, নিষেকাদিষু অবস্থাসু কৃষ্যমানস্য কর্মভি। It is for them now. Then Prahlad Maharaj gives nice instruction to his demoniac boyfriends. Oh my dear friends, O sons of Asuras, the living entity receives different types of bodies according to his previous creative activities. Thus is seen to suffer with reference to his particular body in all conditions of life, beginning with his infusion into the tomb. Please tell me, therefore, after full consideration, what is the living entity's actual interest in creative activities, which result in hardship and misery? This is an important question. Prahlad Maharaj puts this question before his demoniac boyfriends. Lord Maharaj is a Mahajan, is a sadhu. You understand? Those who are Mahajanas and sadhus, they know everything perfectly well, very clearly. They are very dear devotees of Krishna, Bhagavan. You understand? Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, Krishna knows everything, past, present, and future. Similarly, his dear devotee, Bhakta or Vaishnava, Mahajan, he also knows everything very clearly, past, present, and future. You understand? So all these Mahajanas, all these devotees, they come to this material world and teach people the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls being captured by Maya have forgotten their own identity and forgotten the Supreme Personality of Godhead and their eternal relationship with Him. You understand? And they know that they are this body. And they run after the bodily needs. What are those needs? Yes, ahar nidra bhaya maitri. Eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. These four things. Isn't it? As an animal does, a human being also does so. And the human being is considered to be the best of all species. there are 84 lakhs of species of life, and human species of life is rarely obtained, durlabham, and best of all. Why it is so? That means this life, this human form of life, has a specific purpose, isn't it? So what is that? लब्ध्वा सिद्धुलम ईदम बहुसंभवन्ते मानुष्यमर्थतो मनुष्योमपिह दुर्लभं मानुषं जन्मं तदप्य ध्रुवं अर्थदं प्रहलाद महाराज से एंड कैंटो भागवत से हां जीव से तत्व जिज्ञासा नार्थ दस्य हो कर्म भी काम से निंद्र प्रीति लाभ जीवित जावता जीव से तत्व जिज्ञासा नार्थ दस्य कर्म ऑल दिस थिंग्स When you obtain this rarely obtainable species of life, this human form of life, and what is your work? What should you do? You should not run after like other living entities, eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. That is the need of this mental body. You should not run after it, isn't it? You should not endeavor for it. In other words, you say. And what is? What will you do? And what shall be your endeavor?
Achieve the perfection of life, this is Vishnu Bhakti.
You should inquire, what is the purpose of my life? And why am I suffering in this material world? Threefold misery. Kene more dhare papa to? As Sanatana Goswami inquired. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you understand? An intelligent human being should do like that. You understand? Why am I suffering? And who am I? What is my real identity? A human being should ask all these questions. And to whom will he ask? Who will answer these questions? That the next question.
One who knows everything. That means another way to say the sadhu.
Yes. One who knows the answers, correct answers of all these questions, he is a sadhu, he is a devotee, he is a Vaishnava. He is very intimate to Krishna. Krishna knows everything, and his intimate devotee knows everything. So you should approach such a Vaishnava sadhu, in other words, a guru, spiritual master, acharya, and inquire there. And what answer it is? You accept it with warm faith. You understand? And act accordingly. Then you can perfect your human life. Achieve the supreme perfection of your life. Otherwise not possible. You understand? So as a Mahajan, Prahlad Maharaj says, all are forgotten, their identity here, and they think the body to be self, you understand, and they all run after these four things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, thereby every movement they are committing sins, and therefore they are being punished, life after life. They undergo, you understand, where these miseries, suffer from these miseries, janma, mrittu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. All of them are engaged in fruitive activities, you understand? Therefore, they reap the results. They get another body out of 84 lakhs of species of life, and they revolve in the cycle of birth and death, they undergo these four types of miseries: janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease. They get one of the metal bodies out of 84 lives and suffer. You understand? But an intelligent man should not do it. You understand? So he puts forth this question. Please tell me, therefore, after full consideration, what is the living entity's actual interest in creative activity which result in hardship and misery? Prahlad Maharaj Mahajan puts forth this question, presents this question before his demoniac boy friends. Why are you engaged in all this creative activity? The result is this. This is not intelligence. That Rishabdev also has said same thing. Na sadhu manne jana atmana ayam asannapi klesa dasa deha nunam pramatto krute vikarma tat inga prita apunoti. Na sadhu manne jana atmana ayam asannapi klesa dasa deha. In fifth canto Srimad Bhagavatam you will find this. So Subhadev's instruction to his sons. You understand? You know what is its meaning? Subhadev says, Nyunam pramatta kurute vikarma tad indrapitya apunoti. As a madman, you understand? Who is mad? He doesn't know what he is doing. Because he's mad. Similarly, you people, human beings, you are running after the sense gratification and performing all sorts of these good activities. Vikarma, many sinful activities you are doing. You understand? Every movement, every step, you are engaged in sinful activities. You understand? As a madman, you don't know what is its result. You are running after the sense gratification. It's madman's activity, like that. What is its result? One after another, you are getting such a body, a material body, which gives you misery. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Isn't it? You are getting it. Is it an intelligent man's act? Will an intelligent man do it? No. Why are you doing like this? He said. Prahlad Maharaj said the same. You understand? Be intelligent. Then what is to be done? What is to be done? What work shall we do? We have to maintain this body. One may put such questions. I must need something to eat. I must sleep. That is also a need. I must protect myself. That is also need. I must have some sexual pleasure, mating. That's also biological need. The medical scientists, they say so. It's a biological need. So I must do all these things. If this is all sinful activity, then what shall I do? How shall I be free from all such sinful activities? What will you answer? You know, Hari? What answer will you give?
Tell them to inquire. To approach a sadhu. You can answer. Teach them how to act properly, to do the same activities but in a proper way.
You'll perform such activities, but you should know the art of what. Kaushalam. Gita says something. Arjuna was going to give up this war, fighting. You understand? Thinking himself a very prajna, a pandit, he says to Krishna, why shall I kill my kith and kith relatives and Guru Drona, other Drona, Guru Drona, superiors? The result will be that I shall go to hell and be punished there. That I will commit sin. Bapunga bhakshyasi, isn't it? Why shall I do all this? It is better to retire to the forest and be a yogi, sannyasi, karma sannyasi, and meditate on you. That's a nice thing I must do, isn't it? And Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, you ask it. You have no intelligence. Asatyaunasurjastam pragyam bhadancha bhasase gatasuna gatasun nanu suchanti pandita. He says that. He chastised Arjuna. And Arjuna accepted Bhagavan Krishna as his guru, spiritual master, and surrenders himself unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Sisyateham sadhiman tam prapanna. He says, I become your disciple, O Krishna. Accept you as my guru, spiritual master. You just give me instruction, tattva, upadesh, I'll obey. You understand? And he first chastises. That is Guru's business. Asatyana sotastam prajnam bhadancha vasase gatasuna gatasun manusosanti pandita. Those are really learned pandita. They never lament for this. But you are lamenting and posing yourself a pandit. Number one, fool, rascal, ignorant fool, isn't it? Chastising. Then he gives the instruction of Gita, instruction. There he has said, yes, your only relationship is with Krishna. Eternal relationship. Saita samande, samanda amar. You understand? And this all material relationships. You understand? Are temporary and result is misery. You understand? If we can establish that relationship, that eternal relationship with Krishna, and all our relationships here in material world, if it will base upon that relationship, then we will get blessed. We cannot commit so sins. You understand? So this killing is sin and this killing is also not sin. You understand? If you kill some other for your sense gratification, for your own interest, then that is pap, that is sinful activity. You must be punished for it. You understand? But you commit the same activity, that means if you kill for my sake, for me, tasma sadvesu kalesu manganusmara judhyacha majjar pitamana buddhi manga vishyasu. He says, manganusmara judhyacha, think of me and fight. Let him fight for me. Krishna wants this. For the pleasure of Krishna, you kill them. Then that is no sin to let me. This is sin. This is the critical point. What is real sin and what is not sin? Whatever you do, if you do for your own self-gratification, for your own pleasure and happiness, that is sin. Whatever great work or noble work it may be, you understand? It is a sin. You understand? But whatever you do, if you do it under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, through representative of Krishna, and if it is sanctioned by Krishna, then it is not sin, sinful activity. Krishna, your sanctions killing ordinarily, which is a sinful activity, but it is not a sin, you see. This is a subtle point here. What is pap, what is sin, and what is not pap. General people cannot understand it. Ordinary man cannot understand it. You understand? And this is Krishna's teaching in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So you must eat, but whatever you will eat, that should be offered to Krishna. It's Krishna Prasad. You must work, but whatever you work for the pleasure of Krishna. The roti is the snasi. Juhasi, the dadasi, the tapasyasi, kaunteya, the purusho, madarpanam, Krishna says. Whatever you do, that must be done for the pleasure of Krishna. Whatever you will eat, that should be offered to Krishna. Take it to the sar. Whatever penance you will take, do for the pleasure of Krishna. Whatever sacrificial ceremony, vrata, jagyanusthan, you will do. Vedic rituals, you do it for the pleasure of Krishna. Then it is all right. Otherwise, that will pass. You understand? And Rishabhdev also says, Nam nayam deho deho bhadam loke kastan kaman narati vidhamke tapo dibyam kutra kadena sattvam shuddhe tasmat brahma shuddham to anantam. You understand? Rishabhdev says, nayam deho deho bhadam loke kastan kaman narati vidhamke तपो दिव्यं पुत्र का जेन सत्तुं सिद्धे तस्मा ब्रह्म शोध्यं तो अनंतम. He says, oh my dear sons, this human form of life is rarely obtained durlabham and don't run after this sense gratification. Don't toil so hard. Don't work so hard for the pleasure of your senses, for sense gratification. You understand? Those who are stool eaters, hogs, you understand? Vid bhujam, stool eaters, hogs, they get pleasure by running, by doing the sense gratification. Isn't it? By eating stool, they get pleasure. But you, being the human beings, why will you do the same thing? Sense pleasure. Why will you engage in sense pleasure? Rather, tapa dibyam kutra ka. Engage yourself in tapasya, penance. You understand? Tapasthoran kuro. As a result of which, you will be cleansed. Your heart will be cleansed. You understand? And Brahma Shautam to Anantam, and get Brahma Shukha, Anantam, unlimited spiritual and transcendental pleasure. Thereby you go. And that is your duty here in this human form of life. Don't run after this sense pleasure. The horse, stool eaters, they get this pleasure. Why are you toiling so hard to get this sense pleasure? Then Rishabhdev gives this instruction. So Prahlad Narad as a Mahajan also